Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+, presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson. Scientist Elizabeth Zott accepts a job on a TV cooking show and teaches a nation of housewives more than just recipes. Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, four-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner, hailed a triumph by Decider. Following this podcast, you can hear a conversation with actresses Brie Larson and Asia Naomi King. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.
Support comes from Pasadena Playhouse, presenting Jelly's Last Jam. Follow Jelly Roll Morton, the self-proclaimed inventor of jazz, in this ambitious musical masterpiece that's sure to blow the roof off the theater. Performances begin May 29th. Tickets at pasadenaplayhouse.org.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Tim Cogshill and Andy Klein. First up this week, the romantic drama Challengers, set around the world of professional tennis. It stars Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist, directed by Luca Guadagnino. Tim?
Yeah, well, this is a very strong film from Luca. Like most of his films, I like it until I don't. But I like it for a long, long time. These young people are acting their butts off. This is a lot of directing, an intense amount of directing. The tennis balls get a point of view in this movie.
Challengers is rated R in wide release. The crime thriller Boy Kills World stars Bill Skarsgård and Famke Janssen. The film's directed by Moritz Moore. Andy?
We're in a dystopian future, and there's a dictatorship, and the boy is raised by a crazy shaman and martial arts expert who trains him to kill the dictator. It's ultra-violent. A lot of the action is nonstop, although a lot of it seemed to me to be CGI and trick editing, which I deduct points for.
Boy Kills World is rated R in wide release. The French drama Egoist is directed by Daishi Matsunaga. Tim?
Just a beautiful movie. These ordinary people, two young men who meet and start a relationship. One of them has a mother, and we're going to follow this relationship until something extremely dramatic happens, and then we are in an even better movie.
Egoist is unrated in Japanese with English subtitles at Lemley's Monica Theater. And we have the photographic-centric documentary Uncropped, which shows the work over decades of photojournalist James Hamilton. D.W. Young directs the film. Andy?
This is two films in one. Partly it's a view of Hamilton's work, which is fabulous and memorable, and you've probably never heard his name, but you've seen his album covers and various Rolling Stone covers and all that. At the same time, it's a film about how the alternative press, starting with the Village Voice, declined over the course of the last 50 years, and what we've seen in terms of consolidation of mainstream press and the end of alternative press.
Uncropped is unrated. You can see it at Lemley's Royal Theater in West Los Angeles. We invite you to join us for our next Film Week screening. It's going to be Saturday night, May 11th, 6:30 p.m. at Vidiot's in Eagle Rock. Come join us in Northeast Los Angeles on that Saturday night for a screening of the classic film noir directed by Billy Wilder, Double Indemnity, starring Barbara Stanwyck and Fred McMurray, Edward G. Robinson in the cast. We'll have a post-film conversation that I'll lead. Please join us. Get your tickets at laist.com/events. We look forward to seeing you at the Film Week screening of Double Indemnity Saturday night, May 11th.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+, presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson as scientist Elizabeth Zott.
Lessons in Chemistry is focused on a chemist who can't seem to quite make it through the political game and the misogyny that's happening in the world of science in the 50s. And as she's making her way through trying to make this great discovery about abiogenesis, about the origin of life, life happens to her. She experiences love and loss and an unexpected pregnancy. And all of these things move her into this direction of starting this TV show called Separate Six, where she becomes famous for something that she never thought she would be famous for, which is cooking. And that's because she has this unique perspective on it, where she's able to take all of the things that she loves about science and apply it to cooking. When you're thinking about Lessons in Chemistry, it's a play on so many different things. Yes, it's about science and chemistry, but it's also about that inexplicable connection of chemistry you can have when you're falling in love, the chemicals inside of our bodies and the chemistry that makes us up and makes life happen. And it's also about the way that life can surprise you, the way that you can't always predict and plan out. Elizabeth has to make real choices in terms of how her voice and how these things will affect her community, how it'll affect the crew and their pay. In this case, we're telling a story about a woman. And so for me, it relieves the pressure when there's a lot of women in the room, because then it's not just up to me to decide what female representation is in this case. There's so many examples on screen, but then you also have it behind the camera as well. So whether it's props or production design or costumes, you're getting that experience in every layer of it. So it was very important to us that you were seeing various representations of what it is to be a woman, to advocate for yourself, to rise and fall.
Asia Naomi King stars as Elizabeth's neighbor, Harriet Sloan.
She's a phenomenal woman. I am so inspired by her. I am so in love with her. She is driven. She has this moral compass. She really seeks out justice in every aspect of her life. But she's so much more than that. She's a great friend. She's a great mother and wife. And she's an activist. And she really takes part in her community. And part of what pushes her forward is that she chose to be a mother. And I just found a lot of those themes really moving and palpable with like what's important to me in my life and the things that I seek out, self-worth and community and love, but beyond romantic love, like love in the greater sense, love of self, love of family, love of community. I just feel like people are going to want to engage in this story, that it's going to remind them of their own capacity for greatness.
Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, four-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner, hailed a triumph by Decider. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.